Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Whimsical Irritations. I am your host, Sirius Stark, and man, I have a lot on my mind, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw that cannonball inside that cannon and shoot it off. So first, what I want to talk about is corporations again. I talked about this on my last episode, and it's funny that life threw this at me right after that episode, the following week of it. I got fired for a company that I worked almost 2 years for. The company that I told you where I rebuilt the entire whiskey section. I was a manager, which then they took down that title and made you team lead, which then they took down that title and made you key holder. But either way, still had the same responsibilities and all that stuff. Still counted the money, still did money drops, still was in charge of the whole team, the whole store when the store manager was away, all that good stuff. And I did a lot to that store that raised our numbers. I, like I said before, did the whole beer thing where I built displays. Not a pat on the back, not a good job, not a, hey, beer is doing good. I took control and brought in more product that was more popular to our customers. Like I said, with the whole whiskey thing, that thing was a mess. I had to reorganize it from bourbon to rye to Texas specials to blends to the moonshine. And I redid the whole thing. And I'm talking, that's a long row of stuff that I had to take all off the shelf, replace. You know what I mean? It took days. And I never even got a thank you or anything like that, or a, hey, it looks good, from any of my corporate managers up in the corporate head office. I got fired for some bullshit false accusations. Not a lot of you will understand inventory, but those of you that will might get this. So pretty much what happened was that we received a bunch of free product from a sales consultant from a energy drink company. And he said he couldn't take it on the plane with him back to Denver, so he dropped it off. And, I said, okay. Manager said, okay. We had this one bottle of whiskey that needed to be taken care of. It was still in our inventory. It was not accounted for. And it was a not necessarily the highest of end whiskeys, but it was a, single barrel proof pick from the company Goody Goody. And I asked my manager what he wanted to do about it. He was thinking about writing it off. I told him that's probably a bad idea because corporate, will see that and that it won't come off that great. So we sat on it and thought about it for a little bit longer. What I came up with the idea of doing was returning the free product into our system and using that credit to pay for the bottle of whiskey that is unaccounted for. Now, when you do that, it needs to be either balanced at exactly $0 or it needs to go over the amount and someone needs to pay the difference. Because if it's under the amount in a negative, that means the company is owing you money back. And I thought, that would be stealing. So what I went ahead and did was, since there was some leftover money, was throw a cheap bottle of wine on there and a chocolate bar. I paid the difference. That puts energy drinks into our system, into the inventory, and took the whiskey out of our inventory. It's a flush deal. Now, it's not the most common or the best approach of doing things like that, but I mean, we have sales rep from Southern Glaciers and Republic doing that all the time, on the weekly. They will bring in random product from who knows where it came, return it for price for store credit, and then go pick out other things for themselves. No one bats an eye when that shit happens. I go ahead and do it to try and fix an inventory, which I guess you would call buffering inventory, and I get shit on for it. I didn't do this without permission. I asked my store manager, and so the other day I was at work. Our general manager came in, asked me what happened to the situation. I told him exactly how it went down, and he fired me because he says those free items, the energy drinks, were not my property, and that I was stealing from the company. I told him I wasn't stealing, I paid the difference on the candy bar, and I told him, it needs to go over that, because if it didn't, then I would have been stealing. I would have been taking money, from the company by doing that. So I had to make sure it was either flush or it went over. He didn't agree with me. So I turned in my badge and I left the company. My store manager tried to stick up for me, which I appreciate. He's always been a good guy. But the whole situation was a giant shit show. It was just fucked up in all sorts of ways. And to fire me over that, especially when I only had like 6 days left of work until I was leaving, I wasn't gonna work there anymore. I already put my 2 weeks notice in. Was pretty fucked up. It could have, gone a whole lot nicer. But yeah, it really bummed me out. I've never been fired from any of my jobs. I'm 26 years old, turning 27 in November. I've been working since I was 15 years old. I've had more jobs than most people can put on the resume, from anywhere between retail to sales to customer service, to working as a production assistant on reality television to working live events. I mean, I've done a lot. I've worked for Mayflower Transit, and I've never ever been fired. So it did hurt my ego a little bit there, I'll admit, and my honor, because if anyone that knows me in life, I am not a thief. I will, work for what is mine, and that's that. So to call me a thief and to fire me for that is just absolute fucking horse shit. And that company can go suck a double-sized dick, for real. You want to talk about stuff? How about we talk about all the laws that they break for Texas? I'm talking, transfer laws. So I don't know if any of you know, but in the state of Texas, you're not allowed to transfer any alcohol from one store to another store that's outside of their counties. Goody Goody does it on the daily. They call them ghost transfers. So if you look into their paperwork, it will show that it is being transferred from your store pretty much to your store, when in fact that product is going to another store in a different county. They do it all the time, and that'll date back years and years in their system where it shows store to store when it's not supposed to.
And I'm calling you out.
They steal shopping carts from different retail places such as Walmart, and they will take parts off of them to fix our own shopping carts. And I'm not just saying like it's one store that does this. This is multiple stores, and we'll even have managers from corporate come with their pickup trucks and drop off a Walmart shopping cart to the back of our place, so one of our store managers or assistant store managers can take off the wheels and stuff and fix our own shopping carts. That's illegal right there in its own. We sell Chep's. Sorry, I shouldn't say we. I don't work there anymore, but they sell Chep's pallets and Freyco's pallets to random people so they can go and sell them. I don't know if you know, but pallets themselves, just regular ones that you can sell for a pretty good amount. They sell for like $20. So if you have a truck bed stacked with, 20 pallets, that's a big chunk of change. Chep's and Feco, they're thicker, more durable pallets. Chep's is colored blue, and I believe Feco is colored red. And they are worth a lot more. They're actually illegal to sell because even though they're going from store to store, Chep's, the company, and the company Feco, still own those pallets. I'm talking, this company does a whole bunch of shady shit.
You can't handle the truth.
So to fire me over something so fucking minute and something that I had permission to do is complete fucking bullshit. And Keith Holland, you can go suck a fucking dick, and the rest of you corporate bitches over in Goody Goody, you can all fucking suck one giant fucking sized dick, choke on it, and then fucking die. Fuck you. So you know what you guys can all do over at Goody Goody? You.
Fuckface. First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face! Now, I don't know what kind of pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to head down there, and I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you. You're gonna have to call the fucking United Nations and get a fucking binding resolution to keep me from fucking destroying you. I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker. I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.
Well, now that I've gotten that out of my system, we can continue on with the show.
It's showtime.
Before I get into any of my recommendations, Does anyone else have the issue of getting things mailed to them? Because I swear to God, every time I have something mailed to me, it is a giant fuckfest of fuckery. Okay? I mean, before I went on my trip to Ohio, I ordered a pair of pants. Amazon gave me the runaround and then hung up on me multiple times because I couldn't remember an address that I had fucking 10 years ago. Which, I remember the whole address, just not the zip code. That was just one of the things. I'm leaving this apartment, and all of a sudden, my packages are going to some random person named Edward. FedEx. They're fucking me around in circles, too. Fucking putting my package in a bunch of different delivery things, saying that they tried to attempt to deliver it when they didn't. Everyone was home all day, not one knock on the door, no slip turned into my door, nothing. Just, poof, fucking package gone. All right, yeah, that's cool. So I guess I just have the worst luck with mailing things. Apparently, I should just not buy anything online because I have terrible, terrible luck with that. Now that I've gotten a little bit of that toxicity out of my mind, I do believe that everyone needs a fresh start. And I think I was already on the approach to a fresh start. But, you know, I believe everyone does need a clean slate, something to wipe the board clean and keep moving forward. Just because you were a certain person yesterday doesn't mean you need to be that certain person today, type of deal. You know what I mean? You can always change your life. You can always start over. I've talked about this before, but it's a little relevant now. So I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to change some things, and I'm just gonna keep going, keep at it. Not let this bullshit keep me down. And with that, I would like to bring in this segment, Whiskey of the Week. Now, the Whiskey of the Week that I am going to be telling you guys to try is Angel's Envy. It's been around for a bit, and it is a lot of people's favorites. It's a pretty good one. For the nose, just smelling it out of the bottle, you get some maple, some vanilla, a little bit of spices. I'm going to pour myself a little bit here so I can reacquaint myself with the palate. It's a beautiful bottle, too. Oh, it smells really good. So, first of all, on that initial first taste, you're going to get some fruit, some creaminess, a little bit of smoky undertones. Towards the end, you get a little bit of a tangerine citrus type of deal from it. And on the finish, there's some cinnamon, some hints of oak. And man, it is smooth an understatement for this. It's a really, really good whiskey. It is finished in port wine barrels. It's from the cellars of Lincoln Henderson. We're just going to go with Henderson. I can't read that scribble scrabble that's on the bottle. But man, oh man, whoever that guy is and whoever the sellers makers are for this, it is delicious. It normally retails around $50. It is 43.3% alcohol by volume, which is 86.6 proof. Only comes in a 750ml bottle. So go ahead, pick that up, try it out. It's definitely up there on one of my bougie favorites. They also come out with a yearly special of a cask strength one. It retails for a lot. I think the last time I saw it was like $200, maybe a little bit over. Definitely been trying to get my hands on one of those. They come in a really nice box. It's a really great presentation. So if you see one, you got the extra cash to spend. I definitely recommend getting that because I know I will. Video game news. So, what I want to let you guys know is that Last of Us, they get pushed again. It got pushed to June 19th, 2020, so keep an eye out for that. I know we all want to play it. It's going to be great. I have no doubt about it in my mind. The game that I definitely recommend for anyone to try that hasn't tried it would be Jurassic World Evolution. Anyone that likes park creators such as Tycoon, Roller Coaster, and Sims, and all that stuff should definitely give it a try. You can create your own dinosaurs and create your own park, and it's kind of anxiety-ridden when your velociraptors get loose and start eating all your guests. But hey, you know.
But life finds a way.
Well, with that being said, let's take a short break for advertisements. Whoopee. Welcome back, and thank you for listening to that short little break there. Something I do want to bring up is I still want to do this segment about emails. No one's been emailing me. Email me, goddammit. Fucking email me. whimsical.irritations@gmail.com. Any ideas you want on thrown on the show, anything you want me to talk about, any questions you want answered, just go ahead and shoot me an email there. Also, you know, like I say every time, support matters a lot to me. So any support that you can show, whether it be a follow, a subscription, even just a listen, is wonderful. There's actually also a place on Anchor, on my Anchor platform, where you can support me. So go ahead, click that out, see what that's all about. But we're going to move on from here. We're going to be talking about a movie to watch. Now, the movie I normally pick are movies that are relevant, but I wanted to pick a classic, a cult classic that most people don't know about. It's called Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. Can't think of the year it was made, but it's got Mickey Rourke in it before his accident. I mean, it's definitely like a Hollywood classic. It's very old. You can tell when you're watching it. But man, I get great enjoyment when I'm watching the movie. It's, you know, action-packed. It's funny. It's worth watching. So give that a try. Again, that's Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. It's ridiculous, stupid, and dumb tweet time. First one's from Justine Sacco. Going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding. I'm white. Trisha says, I'ma stay a virgin for life. I want to set a good example for my kids. Sarah Pascoe accidentally tagged myself on a picture of my ex-boyfriend's new baby. Ouch, that one could be awkward at dinner. My HIV results came back positive. I'm clean. Time heals all wounds. Thanks to something I cut out of a tweet earlier, I've just accidentally pasted haha hemorrhoids into the middle of an important email. Yeah, make sure you send those reports, haha hemorrhoids. Can't imagine what their boss or employee said about that. I can't date a girl who is lacto-tolerant. We couldn't even go out for ice cream. Man, it's another one of those ones where they don't know how to spell and they think it's... Oh, Jesus, people are fucking retarded. All right, next. Jesus is my boyfriend, is who this is from. I love Brazilians. They be speaking porch of geese, and I be like tongue wada 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 emojis. Damn, daddy quack quack. Fucking people these days. Thomas says, damn, I just hit my head really hard. I think I might have a Caucasian. Kourtney Kardashian, do ants have dicks? And that's going to be it for the ridiculous, dumb, and stupid fucking tweets that I find online. And now it's time where we all cook with Sirius Stark. So, what we're going to do here today is we're going to cook a nice lemon pepper chicken with some sides. What you're going to do is you're going to get some chicken breasts. You're going to take some fresh squeezed lemon, and you're going to take some salt, and you're going to take some pepper. You're going to throw them in a little mixing bowl. You're going to kind of mix them around there, and then you're going to go ahead and smother your chicken breasts. Yes, I said breasts. You're going to smother them with that little concoction you made. And then you're going to go ahead, and you're going to place them on a cooking sheet. After you've done that, you're going to go ahead and drizzle some canola oil across the pan and the chicken all together. And then you're going to go ahead, and you're going to place a very thin sliced lemons over the chicken. You're also going to get another cooking sheet for your sides. You're going to get some asparagus. You're going to throw the asparagus on that second cooking sheet. You're going to drizzle more canola oil all over that bitch. You're going to take some garlic salt and you're going to douse the shit out of that. That's going to be in the stove right underneath the chicken. And although you have those things, you're not done. You're going to get your rice cooker. You're going to take some quinoa and you're going to throw it in there. Quinoa, you're going to put one cup. For every one cup of quinoa, you're going to put 1.5 cups of water. So you're going to set your oven to bake at 375, and you're going to cook it for about 50 minutes. You want the lemon peels on top of the chicken to kind of look crisp, and you want your chicken to well-looked cooked. Once that's been done, you're going to take that out. Now, let me remind you that your asparagus is going to cook much faster, so keep an eye on it. You're going to want to pull the asparagus probably out around 20 minutes. You want them to be nice and crisp with the garlic salt rubbed in there and, nice and crispy. Once you pull all those out, you're going to take it and you're going to serve it accordingly. You're going to take a few spoonfuls of your quinoa, put it on the plate, put some asparagus, put it on the plate, put the chicken, put it on the plate. Most people aren't going to eat them lemon slices that are sitting on there, but you might want to keep them on the chicken for some presentation. And that's going to be the quick episode of Cooking with Sirius Stark.
Now that's going to wrap it up here for this episode. So again, please like, subscribe, do all that funkiness for me. All support helps. Again, email me, whimsical.irritations@gmail.com. And until next time...